Hello, West Liberty. You are listening to WGLZ, the Hilltop's hit music station. My name is Haley, and I am here every single Wednesday at 4 p.m. A few weeks ago, I interviewed Megumi Maruta as an international student studying in the United States. I've always loved to travel, and I think it would be awesome to study abroad. So, as November is International Education Month here at West Liberty, I am joined here today with Adwit Lamishini. He is from Nepal, and he is a junior here at West Liberty majoring in entrepreneurship. He takes a huge role in International Educational Month as he is the vice president of the International Club, and he is also an office assistant. So today we're going to be doing a little interview about International Education Month and a little bit about his experiences here in the United States. So if you are interested, we will be right back with the interview after these few songs. Here is The Sound of Silence by Disturbed. Alrighty, again, as I said before, today I am joined with Adwit Lamishini, who is from Nepal, and he takes a huge part of International Education Month here at West Liberty during the month of November. We already spoke a little bit about International Education Month already, but I would love to learn a little bit more about his hometown. So would you like to tell us a little bit about your hometown?
Let me start with Nepal first. So if you don't know Nepal, it's the country with Mount Everest, the tallest mountain in the world. Talking about my hometown, I'm from the capital city. It's called Kathmandu. It's more like a city of cultures because you can see, yes, big buildings, but at the same time, you can see cultural buildings with like wood carvings and things like that. So it's more like a suburb plus urban area.
Why did you choose to come to the United States?
For a degree, of course. A United States degree is always seen good back home. You get better jobs, or if you want to start a business, that's what I want to do. I think you get better investors, as I'm a business major. So for me, and of course, I always wanted to go somewhere to study abroad, because then again, as I said before, exchange of cultures, meeting new people from all around the world. That is why I chose United States.
So you're a junior, correct?
Yes.
How long have you been in the United States?
So it's been like 2.5 years now. Yeah.
Okay, since the beginning of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And why did you choose West Liberty exactly?
So there are several reasons actually choosing West Liberty. First thing, it's like I was looking for a small college. As I said, I was from an urban place like Kathmandu. So many chaos, so many people. I wanted something like silent and not many people. And that is why I think West Liberty came to my mind first, because when I was looking for colleges, I was searching small college, and West Liberty was one of them. And along with it, like I know Megumi mentioned this too. Mia, like our international advisor, sees like really cool, because when I was emailing, like the other schools were taking, I don't know, 5 or 6 days to respond, but Mia was so quick, and then it felt like she wanted me in the school. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, she wanted her students, she wanted that relationship. I knew that it's not just gonna be the advisor student relationship, but more like a friend, and that became true. Now I'm here. I work with her, I'm her friend, I'm her colleague, I'm her advisee, but still, yeah, those are the reasons.
So with the differences like here, mm-hmm, and Nepal with education wise, yeah, like could you give me any examples of differences?
There are a lot of differences. Actually, cultural shock. When I went to class the first time in Nepal, when you go to classes, you dress up to go to classes, or anywhere. You just dress up. If you're stepping out of your house, you wear good pants, good shirts, at least a polo, and you go out. But then here, the first time I went to classes, like my friends were in PJs, shorts, or in Crocs. That was like a huge cultural shock for me. Because we don't do that. I learned how to do that now, because at first, the first day when I even went down to get something from the vending machine, I literally dressed up to go down to buy a bottle of Coke, while others go here and there with their shorts and Crocs on. So that's a huge cultural shock for me. That's a major difference. And education, for me, yeah, like here the classes are pretty collaborative. Like it's more like student-centered learning where students are being heard, but then back home, like you need to adhere to the lectures like for hours and hours. Exams are pretty tough back home. Here it's pretty lenient. You get to work with the professors. It's not so good back home, but yeah, it's pretty easier here, educational system.
So you've liked it here so far?
Oh yeah, I've loved West Liberty, yeah.
Mm. So I asked Megumi this question as well. I find it very interesting. Mm-hmm. So like right now, if we were to go to your hometown, where is one place that you'd take me and why?
One place I would take you back home is going to be the city of Pokhara. It's called the City of Lakes because that's one city where a lot of tourists go. First reason, of course, like a variety of food choices to take from. There are a lot of lakes, and you can do trekking, you can do hiking, you can see mountains, bird watching, and different kind of things from that city. So yeah, I think that would be the city to take.
Okay. Well, I've learned a lot about International Educational Month already, and I still think that it would be really interesting if I were to study abroad. Yeah. But I think this just concludes our interview for today. I just want to say thank you so much for being here and talking with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Is there anything else you want to add?
Yeah. So as I mentioned earlier, the International Education Month is almost to an end, but there are still events going on. Like tonight we have a Japanese movie night. Tomorrow we have a day of Japan, like the whole day. There will be Japanese sessions and workshops if you check out the calendars. And we have a couple more events going on through the week. Other than International Education Month, if you want to learn about internationals, their cultures, of course, like we have the International Club meetings being held every Mondays at 4 in the alumni room in the Union. So you can come talk to us like anytime, learn about different cultures. And yeah, that's it.
All right. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you.